Hollywood Sandwich by Henry Presente. Nobody tells me how to run my business. Not nobody. You like my sandwiches? Eat a sandwich. You like my place? Have a seat. Otherwise, go. I don't care. That's America, right? But no. Some people gotta tell you what to do. I got people coming in off the street, eating the sandwich I made, wiping their face with the napkin I gave them, and telling me how to run my business. I don't appreciate it. Sometimes I tell them so. I guess that's how I got into trouble, but what you gonna do? This one kid comes in a few weeks ago, a real pretty boy, but tough looking too, you know? He wants a Reuben sandwich and a Coke. Now, I ain't made a Reuben in a month, but who am I to judge? I dust off the old brain and make him a top-notch sandwich. It's dripping with all that sauce, and bang, it's good. He knows it, I know it, a blind man knows it, 'cause the blind gotta eat too. He sits down at a table, eating and smiling, and sauce is dripping down his chin and on the table and on the floor. I'm looking at him making a mess, and I remember why I don't like Reuben so much. But hey, you gotta enjoy a good sandwich. He finishes eating, and he's sitting there at the table, burps real loud, and starts looking around at all the pictures I got on the wall. He's looking at Frank and Dino and that Clooney guy and Hanks and Doris Day, that fox. My walls are covered in pictures, 'cause I figured the customers want something pretty to look at while they eat. That sure as hell ain't me. My place, it's called Hollywood Sandwich. Half the people I got in them pictures, I don't know who they are. A friend of mine works in a movie poster shop, and he gets them for me. He calls them glossies. Whatever. So this guy is looking around, and he says something like, "I can't believe you got Frank Sinatra's signature." And I say, "Yeah, sure, Frank loved the sandwich much as the next guy." And he says, "And Charlie Chaplin, too?" And I say, "Sure, except Charlie was real quiet when he ate." "Why's that?" he asks. "'Cause they ain't got sound back then. Don't you know nothing, kid?" And this kid, I swear, he's about to laugh. I'm telling you, if he'd have laughed right then it all would have been all right. How you gonna get in it with the guy that made you laugh? But he don't laugh, because all of a sudden he sees someone else on the wall. "Hey," he shouts out, "that one's not real." "Sure," I say, "but I'm not looking anywhere except the puddle of sauce on the floor. It's real." "No way," he says. "I know it's not real, because that's me, and I didn't sign that. That's not my signature. That's a forgery." And I look real close at him and at the picture he's pointing at, and what do you know? "Okay, maybe so," I say. "You gotta take that off the wall," he tells me, kinda angry. I might have mentioned that I don't like no one telling me what to do, but I figure what's the big deal. "Okay," I say, "give me a real one and I'll swap him." "I don't have one on me," he says, and he starts looking around at all the other pictures again. "These are all fakes," he says. "They're all in the same handwriting." "All right, then bring a real picture in and sign it, and I'll do the swap. Presto changeo." But this kid has got to have it his way, right? Because he don't want to listen to reason. Starts telling me he wants it off the wall right now. And I tell him I'm not going to leave a big hole underneath Johnny Cash. He gets up all shouting and pushing my table around, shouting about how he's from the streets, and he's going to mess me up unless I take that stupid little picture down. While he's shouting, another customer walks in and walks out again without ordering nothing. "Look what you done," I say. "You're costing me business. You gotta go." "Take it down," he tells me. So I pull out the mop, which I gotta use to clean up the sauce anyway, and I point the handle at him. "Get out," I say. "I'll be back," he says. "You'll be sorry," he says, like this is some sort of movie or something. But if this was a movie, would I be making sandwiches and holding a mop? "Okay, good, come back, buy another sandwich," I say. "But you gotta leave now." So he leaves in a big huff, and I get on with my business and figure that's that. Couple days go by. I'm walking back from the wholesale club with too many bags in my hands. I fall on the ice on the sidewalk and hurt my arm pretty bad and gotta wear a cast. It's hard making sandwiches with one good arm, but, you know, I get by all right, and I can still hold a knife and spread the mayo with the busted arm. But then this kid comes back. He makes a real production out of it, too. It's a busy afternoon, and I got customers all around getting antsy waiting for the lunch. "Are you going to take my picture down?" he asks me. "No," I tell him, and he looks at me with eyes narrowed down like a snake's eyes. "Are you going to order a sandwich or what?" I say, and he stalks out again. I'm too busy with sandwiches to think any more about them. But after the lunch crowd thins out, I do something that maybe I shouldn't have done. But I'm in a bad mood, 'cause my arm is hurting, and it's raining outside, which don't help none. And I'm actually getting pretty sick of looking at that kid on the wall. So yeah, I take the picture down, but like I said, I don't want to leave a big hole underneath Johnny Cash, 'cause the guy needs all the support he can get, God rest his soul. So I put a big sign pointing at the bathroom where this kid's picture used to be. And that's what gives me the bad idea. Of course, the kid comes back the next day. He pushes open my door like it's one of them old-time saloon doors, like he's John Wayne with his spurs on and he's looking for a fight. He gets halfway to the sandwich counter when he notices that his picture ain't on the wall no more. It's kind of fun seeing that, the way the air goes out of him like a balloon. "You want a sandwich?" I ask him. He says. "You know what I mean? A sandwich, bread, and meat and stuff?" He says. "How about a Reuben?" Yeah, okay," he says. "And a Coke?" I ask. "Yeah, and a Coke," he says. And I pour him the biggest cup of Coke I got. He mostly sits there looking stupid and staring at the bathroom sign until the sandwich is done. Then he scoffs it down, partly because the sandwich is so good, partly because he wants to get out of the shop. He drinks up the whole Coke, too. But like I said, it was a big Coke, and this kid's been looking at the bathroom sign for 10 minutes. And when he puts his coat on and heads towards the back, I know it's coming. He's back there maybe 5 seconds before he comes rushing out of the bathroom. Before I see him even, I know he's going to be holding something in his hands. And that something is going to be something soaked with piss that he found in the urinal. And that something is going to be his picture that I put there. "You're going to be sorry," he says. And I already kind of am, because that wasn't none too nice of me, and maybe I just got carried away. But this kid, he wants to make sure I'm sorry. So he pulls out a crowbar from his jacket, starts smashing the place up. Probably like he was going to do when he walked in. A bunch of my pictures, he smashes. My glass cover for the pie, he smashes. He breaks up my countertop, busts up my payphone, and busts out my front door. He don't hit me, maybe because I'm not saying nothing, because what are you going to say? But mostly because I'm not doing nothing, because what are you going to do with the busted up arm? Then he leaves. So sure, I call the cops and they take the report. But I don't know the kid's name, because the kid took his picture with him. And then I'm talking to the insurance company for a couple hours, which is as much fun as you think it is. And then I figure I'll go home and try to forget about it. I'm sitting in my easy chair, watching the news and trying to relax, because some of these people on the news got it a lot worse off than a busted arm in a busted shop. There's the folks with the earthquake, and the ones who got shot. All of them others. I'm trying to remember how good off I am, and then the news girl comes on the TV to talk about all the entertainment news. Well, normally I love to see this news girl, because she wears those little outfits, and she looks like an actress herself, besides. But who do you think she starts talking about? It turns out this kid that busted up my shop, he just got fired off of his TV show. I guess it's one of those daytime soaps where not much of anything happens, but then someone's cousin shows up and he's a midget, and another guy does heart surgery on his mother's twin. Anyway, it don't make me feel too good, because as big a jerk as this kid was, I don't like to kick a man when he's down. The next morning, I wake up, and I don't much feel like going to work and dealing with that mess. I decided to take the day off and try to do the crossword and just rest. But I get stuck on the number 5 down and can't get no further. But really I'm stuck because I can't stop thinking about this kid, and I don't get no relaxing done neither. So I'm pretty happy when the next morning comes round, even if I have to start calling contractors to get the shop in shape. It's guaranteed to cost more than I got. But when I get to the shop, there's already a glasswork guy waiting outside in a van, and a guy from the phone company in another truck. When they see me with the keys to the shop, they come up to me and say they're here for the job, and they're pissed I didn't show up yesterday. And now the kid comes out of the glasswork van, where he's been waiting because it's warm in there, and he tells me he's sorry and that he wants to pay for the damages he made. So I say sure, and I tell him that I saw in the news that he lost his job, and I'm sorry about that. And he says thanks. And then I start laughing pretty hard. So hard that the glass guy stops taking his measurements, and the phone guy puts down his tools. I'm laughing so hard that my arm starts hurting, because I stop moving it, because I'm laughing so hard. What's so funny? The kid asked me. Kid, I ain't never met no one famous. You're the first person I met from those pictures on them walls. But after you, I can honestly say I don't want to meet no more famous people the rest of my life. Let the pictures stay pictures. The kid gives me a weird smile, like it's almost a smirk, this smile. And then he pulls out this rolled up paper out of his back pocket. He hands it to me. I unroll it, and it's a picture of him with a signature that says, "Sandwiches so good they'll drive you crazy." I start shaking my head, because I can't believe it. And the kid asks me if I'll do him the honor of putting it on my wall. "Sure, kid. A picture's a picture," I say, and up on the wall is where it goes. Sometimes when business is slow, I look at the picture of this kid, who comes in every Friday now for a Reuben and a Coke, and I shake my head because I still don't get it. I seen a lot of things. I made a lot of sandwiches, but I can't make heads or tails of these Hollywood types.